So I've just shared a post from the forum that asks the question, do real people use RSS? Sounds a bit of a funny question, I know, but by real people, what the author means is non-techies, non-web people. Do the average person on the street use RSS? And I think probably the answer we all know is no. They don't really, not to the extent we do. They much prefer to get updates via Facebook or Twitter or even email. And it's this subject of email that has really kind of kept coming around to me at the moment, and I've been thinking a lot about it. Because I think we as web professionals have a very negative view of email that maybe discourages us from using it as much as we can. In particular, we seem to be quite snobby about HTML email and just receiving kind of newsletters and things like that anyway. I think our problem is we receive so much email, it's quite overwhelming for most of us. And so the idea that we might be grateful to receive yet more email just seems ridiculous. And in fact, most of the time, the email that we receive is spam and newsletters and things that we never remember subscribing to. The result is that we look very negatively on these kinds of newsletters. But we are not normal in this. We're not real people in this regards. I've got an interesting example recently. I set up a mailing list for my local church. We've created a new website. It's got a blog on it, all of the rest of the things. And basically every time the blog is updated, someone automatically receives an email with the content of that blog post in. Now, I did something that I was extremely uncomfortable with and something I would never do in my professional life, which is I subscribed all of our church membership onto that mailing list without asking their permission. Now, they had given us their email addresses, but they hadn't specifically asked to go on this mailing list receiving updates from the website. I did this with fear and trepidation, but I was all ready to unsubscribe people if they had a problem with it. The response I got was the complete opposite of what I expected. If somebody did that to me, I wouldn't be very happy, and I probably shouldn't have done it, but we all do silly things from time to time. In actual fact, what I received is a plethora of emails thanking me for updating them and providing them with content on the website. What a strange reaction, I thought to myself. But the more I think about it, the more I realise that not everybody views email in the way we do. And I think we need to think seriously about our email strategy and how we go about using email when we deal with our websites and our users. The tool that I use for that particular service is a tool that I'd recommend for professional use as well, which is MailChimp.com. MailChimp.com is an absolutely superb application, and it does three things right. Well, it does a lot more than three things right, but there are three that I want to point out with you. One, they make it incredibly easy for you to subscribe and unsubscribe to these mailing lists. So they provide a widget that you can easily copy and paste across into your website, and then people can easily subscribe up to your site. So it makes it really easy for people to unsubscribe if they have a problem. Secondly, they also provide an RSS to email service, which was what enabled me to update people every time a blog post is released. And that's another really useful feature because, as we've already established, normal people don't use RSS in the way that we do. So providing an email alternative is really important. The third service that they provide, which I find particularly interesting, is a trigger-based service. So in other words, when certain criteria are met, an email is sent out. So for example, if you happen to know somebody's birthday and that's in the system, then you can send out an email on their birthday. Or you could send out an email after they've been subscribed for 6 months, or whatever other criteria you choose to set up. And these are really good, solid principles for email marketing. Trigger-based emails, which are triggered by some aspect of the user behavior. Auto-update emails that are sent out automatically when something is updated on the website. And then also, obviously, you can send out standard emails as well. So if you haven't thought in depth about your approach to email and how you're integrating email into your communication, your online communication policy, now is the time. Check out MailChimp.com as well, because it does make it very easy and it lets you use the service entirely free as long as you're sending out less than a certain number of emails. Okay, I hope this tip has been useful and has got you thinking a little bit about your email strategy.